Good morning, good morning, good morning. Lisa here. This is Lisa 6 and 3, and here is God's good word for you and me today. Our scripture reading is coming from Romans 5 and 1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, having been justified, acquitted, we have been acquitted by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Have you ever been, now, if you are an adult, I'm sure you have, been in a relationship where you said, nobody's never going to hurt me like that again, right? And so the new man and or woman gets the wrath for what happened in the last relationship. Well, he did it, you did it, or she did it, you going to do it, you know, that type of thing. Well, God had that same feeling about us. In the law, this is good. The law was not given to justify sinners, but to expose their sin. That was the purpose of the law. Not to redeem you back to Christ, to God, but to expose what you did. In relationships, oftentimes we would create scenarios to expose a person. But this is what Jesus did for us. Thank you, God. Because God wanted to have peace with us. He didn't want to be mad with us. He gave us Jesus Christ so that we can be reconciled, taken back to our first love, so He can feel the love that He had for us before He was hurt by that other woman. Before He was hurt by Israel, before He was hurt by Adam and Eve, He wanted to feel that type of love again for us. So He sent Jesus Christ, man. And because Jesus is here, God is no longer mad with us. We have a good, loving relationship. Yes, through Jesus Christ. My God, today. Thank you, God. It says, to remedy this deplorable situation, God sent His Son to die for our sin in our place. Thank you, God. So now we have a peaceful relationship with our Creator. Our strength today. First of all, have faith in Jesus Christ. And in that faith, you have peace with God, knowing, too, God loves you. That's good stuff. He is no longer punishing you for what that other woman did to Him. But we are the bride of Christ. Y'all go make it a wonderful, wonderful day. And I'll see you tomorrow morning. Be blessed.